Tom Watkins. He's a former state superintendent. He is a world traveler and travels the globe in his efforts to learn and teach more about business and education. He's on the other end of our line. Tom, how are you?
I'm great this morning, Tony. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. There's a couple topics I want to talk to you about. Number one, we were reporting on a story yesterday at how the U.S. currency isn't the number one currency. It used to be at least 90% of the time it was what was used between countries to pay for goods and services. Now it's being reported that 40% or less countries are using U.S. currency. For example, China and Brazil are now buying each other's currencies to use when they buy each other's goods and services. What's your take on that?
Well, it's we've seen the impact of the downturn in 2008, where we were in the up position of the old seesaw, and now we're in a down position. And we have to get our policies right at the local, state, and national level in order to get this country working again on a number of levels. And certainly, when you make bad choices, these are the kind of things that happen. The other one is to point out, though, is that certainly in our lifetime and our recent history, the U.S. economy has always been the largest economy, surpassing Great Britain and others earlier. But China, in 18 of the last 20 centuries, has had the world's largest economy. So they are a country of 1.3 billion people, and they're on the rise. They're on the upper end of the seesaw economically currently, but they have their troubles as well.
And as you had mentioned, Tom, there are millions of people who are leaving the small areas, the farming, to move into the big cities for jobs in China.
They are, and expected over the next 20 years that over 300 million people will leave the countryside into the cities. And so imagine everybody in the United States moving into the cities today is what's going to transpire in the next decade and a half in China. And also last year, for the first time in the history of China, there's more people living in urban environments, slightly more, about 51%, that are in the countryside. So you've seen the world's largest human migration take place in China over the last 20, 30 years.
And yesterday in the LSJ.com, I found this piece written by Tom Watkins. I want to read the first paragraph. Tom writes, "I think Governor Nerd let his dog ears get ahead of him when he repealed the motorcycle helmet law. I fully expect that after he leaves office, if not before, he will wish he had a do-over on this decision." Why'd you write that?
Well, a lot of that, as you pointed out, Tony, I'm the former state superintendent of schools. I've worked in business, but I'm also this former state mental health director. And in that role in the 80s, I saw a tremendous amount of people that had traumatic brain injuries, a number of which were people that have fallen off bikes, on bicycles and motorbikes. To be riding down the road without protecting your head, I ride a bicycle and I wear a helmet. Because you fall off, if you have a ski accident, a bike accident, motorcycle accident, without head protection, you're likely to be seriously injured, which means we, the taxpayer, are going to ultimately be picking up that tab, and it's going to cause, obviously, a tremendous amount of pain to the individual and to their families when they end up leaving a good part of their brain matter along the public byways. This has been an issue that's been debated. In my view, the data is very clear, both from an economic and a human suffering, of what the consequences are. And in the few months that we've had this law, we've seen some significant tragedies.
Why do you think the governor signed that law?
Now, you can speculate up and down the line. This has been an issue that the legislature, Republican legislature, has been behind. It's been debated for literally decades. It came to his desk, and he decided to sign it. But again, one of the governor things that he talks about is working off of data, the dashboards, and making business-like decisions. This is one, and I support the governor in a number of areas, as you know, but this is one where I think it was a flawed decision, a flawed mistake, and one that I think that he and others are going to regret down the line, because we're going to see increased pain and suffering for citizens in the state, and we're going to see increased costs that are going to be borne ultimately by the taxpayers, because if you have a young person that's seriously injured, let me assure you, no insurance is going to cover the full cost of those injuries for the rest of their lives.
Near the conclusion of that piece, you write something that always creates a lot of controversy when people talk about it. Here's what you write in a quote: "The government has the responsibility to protect us, even from ourselves." Elaborate.
Well, yeah, and I'm quite honest, I've heard from a few people on both sides of this issue, people that have had loved ones that have been hurt and wish they'd had a helmet on, and others that want the freedom. Look, you and I get in a car. When you leave the studio today, you're going to have to get in the car and you're going to have to put a seatbelt on to protect yourself. Government interferes in that way, and it's clearly saved a number of lives and a lot of human suffering. If the government is going to have that authority for the vast majority of people on our roads, I think they ought to extend that responsibility and right to protect the people that are on a motorcycle.
Well, Tom Watkins has served as the former state mental health director and state superintendent of schools. He's currently a U.S. and China business and education consultant. Tom, thanks so much for coming on the program.